And as we bring you from one border to another, we always love guests in studio. Thus, we always say when we have them, it's so much love. And this morning, we're going to be having a very, very candid conversation. Recently, we've been talking to you about the expiry of some certain letters, if you have them. We have been talking to you about what needs to be done, when and how. And now, today, we'll get it straight from the horse's mouth. So I have two wonderful ladies with me right here in the studio. I will let them introduce themselves to us, and then we will immediately start our conversation. It is my great feeling that I begin from my immediate left. Good morning, and welcome to Next Radio.
Thank you so much. Good morning, our listeners. Hope to...
Right there. That man is the one we give all the responsibility to.
Good morning, our listeners. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. I'm happy to be here. My name is Susan Navate, and I'm the manager of the Liquid Clinic, FIDA Uganda. I'm very honored to be here.
Susan, pleasure to have you.
To have you.
Two?
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. So we have another lovely person, gal.go.
My name is Kemisha Elizabeth. I also work with FIDA Uganda. I serve there as the advocacy and communications manager.
So when the things are tough going and it's a busy morning, do they say Kemi or Liz?
Liz. Yes, Liz. Liz is a serious one, unfortunately.
Now, I want to say that over time we've had FIDA. What is FIDA about? Mm. For most of the people, they know that if you're a man, you're not taking care of your child. You go there. These people will deal with you and support your wife.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But I pretty much know there's a lot that's being done. So, who or what is FIDA and what exactly happens there? Let's begin from that, please, since we're talking seriously.
Yeah. Thank you very much. So, I know that many times when you say FIDA, many people don't even know what FIDA does except for... If you have a problem in your relationship, if a man is not taking care of the children, if he's beating you, if he's not being a very responsible partner, then you run to FIDA. But really what FIDA is, and I like to say that we enjoy a dual identity, right? You know how like engineers have an association that brings them together?
Yes.
More recently we've had more associations than care to count. The comedians have had their own...
It is
the MCs have had their own. So just like any of the professions lined up, we also have, so FIDA enjoys the first identity as an association that brings together women lawyers in Uganda. So, but the other identity is also that we are registered as an NGO for the last 52 years. We've been here for a minute.
Can you remind me older than me?
Yes, FIDA is also older than me. I remember when I went to ARIA Primary. I think it's now what? Daffodils or something else. And I remember FIDA used to run offices around that ugly road. Right opposite Straight Talk Africa. But yeah, we've been around here for 52 years. So we're an association that brings together women lawyers in this country. And then two, also an NGO that does work that prioritizes the protection of rights of women and children. Our work is not to threaten men who take care of children. Our work is to ensure that families are running properly. Our first response to most of the issues, I think, were from family-related issues. I think that's why we were known. We became very popular. Because what brought FIDA into existence was initially that there were very few women that were engaging in the sector of law, right? So many of the women lawyers around the globe decide that we need to influence more countries, especially African countries, to have more girls study law, to have more women engage in work in courts and support communities. So that's where it came from, and then that is what, so that's what we do right now.
Now, Sue, you being a manager, legal aid clinic manager, I also know that now that we are talking about lawyers, there's been so many challenges. First of all, from your experience working with FIDA, what are the common legal challenges affecting now that we work with, most especially women and children?
Thank you so much. Most of the challenges that we receive in the legal aid clinic are family related. They range from custody matters, maintenance matters, divorce matters, but also we handle a lot of land matters. Land justice is one thing that FIDA is advancing, but also administration, which most people know as taxation, becomes a core of our work. But also from the criminal angle, FIDA handles a lot of domestic violence-related work. And sexual and gender-based violence, which are prevalent in Uganda. So to break it down, FIDA handles all legal matters an ordinary lawyer handles. The only difference is they do it for free. That is the only difference. But we do everything legal.
Interesting.
For free.
One of my
biggest
questions,
problem?
Questions of this morning would be, is this measurable? Is this, have you attained results that you can say we have stats in this regard, and this, we've done this over time, and we've seen this this number of
progress.
Do we have scalable results that we can attach to FIDA?
Yes. Actually, FIDA has created a big impact in this country. I remember before, actually, the topic for today, if we talk about succession, FIDA has created very big different succession, but also in divorce. Before, the laws used to recognize grounds for divorce, but used to attach the biggest percentage to men, that if a woman did this, you would divorce. But if a man did one or two, you would have to prove a lot of things. So FIDA went to court many years ago, which is said against the men lawyers, that is attorney general, went to court to really streamline the grounds of divorce and what would make someone divorce. Before, the burden was more on the woman to prove that a man has done this, and then court made it equal for all of us, and they streamlined the grounds to three because of FIDA.
Let me ask you a quick one. From your experience, what are the major reasons that cause people to
use
your hand on these issues?
I think it's more of irreconcilable differences.
Which difference is that people say, unless you put a gun to my head and I say, if I say this, it's going to finish me anytime?
No, because one thing I know, being a family law practitioner, is that marriage has so many dynamics. So there are times when the couple cannot resolve everything, and they choose to take separate ways. So many times it's more of what happens. I wouldn't break that it's adultery, it's a cruelty, because sometimes it's even beyond that. It's just that people have failed to stay together compatibly.
Just a random question. Now, like, so if you have challenges, new relationship.
You also go to FIDA. Do you go to yourself?
No, actually.
Or you come to your office calling three guys under this case.
No, that is very interesting. I'd like to note that by the time people come to FIDA, it's not like a one-day thing. They have separated like many years ago. Many times the divorces that I've handled, they have separated maybe 4 years ago or five. So it's just legalizing the separation. So it's not like it has happened in turn that they have fought that they run to FIDA. Of course, when there is violence, we try and handle the violence, we resolve it.
Muyamba na fawachari mustaji, can we talk? We need to talk.
Some
message.
Of you are talking is not talking.
Let me tell you that message. We need to talk today. You are joking.
Is it worse than that long paragraph of Read More?
You see that one of Read More? They've powered out their heart.
Yes.
So now you know this. But when they say you don't know what it is,
just
as you're not sure.
And remember, they have not said, "Hi, honey, can we talk?" No, they said, "Hi, Agaba." Can we?
But then it's your government name.
So, are you married?
Not legally.
Not legally. So I'm asking you to ask, don't you like sometimes get scared, given the kind of things that you deal with?
You handle.
Man, it's...
I don't get scared because
I know that
as lawyers, not that, but as lawyers, we are trained to detach our emotions from ourselves. That is a training to get that. If someone is undergoing that, it doesn't mean it's you, because even tomorrow you're going to get someone else who has a different problem, probably a challenge that's similar, but they are all different. So I think you just it's just your life.
But you've never imagined your husband as your client.
I wouldn't imagine, but it'd be interesting too.
You think I want to bring domestic violence?
No!
Today is the day.
You are in a very heavy office. I personally can't handle.
What do you mean? Yeah. Are you a bad partner?
No, I'm not a bad partner. I'm one of the best men under the sun.
Yes.
Just so you know, we are recording. We are recording. But please, let's get back to the kind of services, because I know away from what we've already talked about, there's several other services that I actually render at FIDA. And one would be asking now, how accessible are these services?
Yeah, so one, our services are free. And I know that we've belabored this, but I think it's important, because we've even had issues before, especially in upcountry districts where people ask for money to say, you say, I'll take you to free lawyers and etc. Our services are free, and like Susan mentioned, for any legal problem that would require you to get a lawyer, we do. So we don't just do domestic violence, we also do employment. That you wake up one day and you come here and your key has been taken, you have been chased away from what you do not know where to begin from. We do issues to do with land, issues to do with inheritance. All those things we do, for as long as it's a legal problem. It's not just domestic violence, so do not feel stigmatized that if they hear you, you're going to FIDA. They'll think you have boyfriend or husband or wife problems. We deal with a wide range of issues. And of course, something that I know Susan mentioned also before, land issues, so issues to do with inheritance. Manya, I sold and did not consult my partner.
Yes.
I mortgaged and I hoped would get the money and pay back. Inheritance, I inherited, but because I'm a woman, I'm not able to enjoy the quiet possession of this particular land or the house or whatever. All those things we do handle across. And we currently run about 22 legal aid clinics. Legal aid clinics are basically offices. So in Gulu, you'll find us. Our headquarters are here in Kampala, but we do run offices across the country. So feel free, please, to reach out to FIDA. Not after the long message has come when things are not working, even before. Not after you have sold the land and you're not getting your balance. Before, seek for legal advice. And I think that's not something that is very common here in Uganda. That even when the service is free, people will only come to you when the thing has gone wrong. Before, you will not even come to call for advice. So, yeah.
We'll take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll also be talking about something we have been talking about on this radio.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about the letters that expire after 2 years. FIDA deals with a lot of documentation, but also now you've heard that the services are absolutely free. So when we come back, we'll indulge in the same and so much more to know. If you had any questions and concerns, please feel free to send us a message on our WhatsApp, 0707-106-106. We're in company of Liz and Sue. So firing back would be the idea that FIDA would advise you to do.
We have defense.
Yes, but most probably they'll say, come get the services.
Yes.
Do not engage in firing back.
One of my interesting angles that I wanted to take this morning, but I had Sue mention that there's a period you went to court to make sure that a few things are changed, or to make sure that a few matters are discussed. And of course I wanted to go straight to the advocacy and policy influence that has FIDA, at least now I know, for the marriage direction, divorce, good and well in that direction. I don't know, are there some policies or policy influence that you have put across as an agency, as a company, as a team, and you're cocksure that one enough a man, and at least we've seen some fruit beyond just in video cases, beyond much that we've done so far.
Yeah, that allow me to respond. That's really under like the kind of line of work that I do at FIDA.
Yeah.
So of course we've influenced several policy outside just the, you know, the areas of marriage. The Domestic Violence Act was a major one for Uganda. That's one thing that played a very key role in that. There's something that is a little newer to the ears of many Ugandans, and that's business and human rights, or corporate accountability, and I know it may sound very new to a lot of the listeners, but this is work around where you ensure that businesses, government investments, respect the rights of individuals where they invest. That if an investor comes from China to here, to go to Karamoja, and they need a piece of land to farm, that they make sure they've compensated, they've consulted, all these lineup of things to ensure that the environment that investors work in is favorable. So Uganda SIDA Uganda was part of a working group that developed the FACT in Uganda. It's called the National Action Plan on Business and Human Rights.
Wow.
It's the second in Africa. Right now, I think there are about 6 countries in Africa that do have it. But it's just to ensure that when this big business comes here, you're not pushing people off the road without compensation or whatever other human rights. That if you're running, let me say, these farms, that you have plantations, that people have, you know, machines that they use, they are protected. You've heard about these issues where someone's hand gets cut off and the company gives them 500,000 and sends them home. So to ensure that we manage that, FIDA has contributed to legal framework around that. We have also contributed to the succession amendment, and it's because most of our clients are actually women, or most of the issues that have men that come to FIDA will always have an issue to do with inheritance or land, or my sister wants to sell, my sister is marrying, she's forcing us to sell, or etc. Or I'm trying to mortgage so that we get land, my sister is refusing, I inherited, no, there's no will, and issues like that. So the succession amendment is also such a big deal to many of our clients. So that's also another legal policy that we have influenced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe also to add, this alternative dispute resolution policy that's coming up, and I see that played a very big role. That means alternative dispute resolution is ADR, resolving issues without resort to court. That is mediation, the conciliation, the arbitration, so that people resolve all different kinds of issues without necessarily going to court.
Let's talk about the Succession Amendment Act 2022. Major focus, especially, of course, would be on estate administration accountability. You have hinted on it a little bit, Liz. What does one need to know?
First things first, and I know this is very common in this country, there are those that you call children, or in Luganda, Avana.
Neviana.
That one is over. I know that a lot of, and this is not new, a lot of main wives, you know, the wives, the spouses, will say, Kasta, that one is an outside child. Legally, there's no Mwana and Yana.
Mama.
They are all children, and they are all part of responsibility and dependence of this man who is their father.
I love the way you keep pointing the other
song.
Mark, reflect on this when I leave. So there's nothing like Yana. Now, that's one we need to know. And I know that's been very common around conversation or mediations around family and customary, you know, issues. So, originally, you know, we used to have various clauses that were very not gendered, right?
That's in the Act of 2022.
Yes, the old one, where they would say terms like man, father. For instance, the description of legitimate child was centered around like the father. Right now, they don't say man, father, as if the men are the only people that are supposed to be concerned. It says a parent, it says person, it says child. Originally, it made it seem like, you know, men should be concerned because the law is meant for them. And I know that men, in many of our customs, a lot of men are born leaders, born inheritors. While for women, we have to prepare you to inherit here and there. Another thing is around matrimonial home. Mark, I'm looking at you here. It's one of the most significant shifts around, you know, where that concept that a woman belonged to the husband's family and therefore had no permanent right to the home.
We picked up from the other side.
Yes. And I know even when Mark is doing his work, he keeps on saying how the women have crossed, they've come from here. Yeah. Mark, I come for you. Right now, the new clause removes that remarriage restriction. Originally, a widow's right to occupy the matrimonial property where the both of you, the partners, work together.
Yes.
The law provided that it would end when she remarried. I know you're going to get annoyed, but that wasn't a fair thing. And
what if irregularity?
The old version was that if you're married and you die, your wife ceases to own the matrimonial home.
Me as an
example. My interest in that property, if I am married to Mark and Mark passes, my interest in that matrimonial property does not cease when I remarry.
Isn't that supposed to mean that then they will...
Even, and vice versa, for both men and women.
So let me ask Sue here. If a woman... probably for some reason murdered a woman unalived a man because they already have another guy somewhere and because they have interest in this home, that means if I remarry, this cowboy is going to come and stay in this house? Or does it take the shift of the court will have to decide if you're found guilty and maybe not, yes, then you have no right over. Does it pan out that way?
My legal interest, and let me use the matrimonial home or land. If I'm married to you and we brought money together and bought,
it doesn't matter.
My interest in that land does not cease to exist because of the criminal offense I have committed. I will be charged for murder.
Good.
But it does not take away my 2 million I gave you to go to Hardware World and get some cement for us to build our land or our house. Those are two separate issues. Now you want to mix. Where do you want to mix? And another interesting one I want to hear and that I like so much because I know that when you have just lost someone, you're distraught, you're, you know, distribution of property, especially when there is interstate property. Do you know what intestate is? Intestate, you have died when you have
a will.
Intestate, you have died, you have no will.
Empute.
The next time I come here, I have to go to the HR's office and to request for extension, so I have to draft rules for illness.
The beauty of the story is that we are listening to you.
You big bosses, we are coming. If you should be free, I will prioritize the women. We shall keep for you your wills. Rachel, we'll put your border
you know
there.
You know that thing of a will. Anytime make a will, as this brother said, you're about to go.
It's not anything, because there's nothing I can do to change the will of God in my life for those believers. You know, if I'm to go at 35, even if I do what, I will go. But it's extremely important that we've been at vigils before where the family just sat in the middle of that crying. There's someone moving a dining table, someone moving suits.
There's someone holds onto the car keys and they can't let them go.
There's a car that has been covered. There are things, they are moving into the main bedroom.
Elizabeth,
you know,
as someone is crying, someone is locking up a certain bedroom. Yes. And has documents that are
looking at because they know there's an uncle going to pick it. So right now, now the distribution of property, because the law recognizes that not many people may have wills. They also provide for a procedure when you do not have a will on how people should deal with your property. Right now, if you die without a will, originally the other old law that we did away with, the surviving spouse would get 15%. Right now, it was increased to 20%.
Firstly, even when there's no issues with your...
Let
me say if I die. Okay,
well, if someone else dies.
If Edgar somewhere. Edgar dies. And Edgar is married.
To Mary.
Mm. And Edgar has children.
And
has
a relative.
And all was okay with Edgar and Mary in their home.
They were all okay.
Mm.
Edgar dies.
Without a will.
The wife... without a will. The wife takes 20%.
Only. That's why we are telling you people to write your wills. So that the love of your life can get something.
So can I, with the will, can I command that 100%?
Yes, please. In the will, it is what you are.
Because the sinner
is what
a percentage is in there.
You're done.
Now, who do you give the rest of the percentage?
And then the lineal descendants who are getting 75, it still stays 75.
Lineal descendants are your
children.
Grandchildren,
the people in your life.
Ah, that is true.
Okay. You get dependent relatives who are getting 9%.
For what?
Bane black tax mutugobe kativa tutadeku 4%.
Eh?
Eh. For as long as someone is your dependent, you people have a habit, mark you two to town. Since 12, you're taking care of her when you pass away. Your madam wants to stay her. Because she felt threatened, you know. If she's a dependent, and dependency legally is that person was being taken care of by you, that family. That person stays a dependent. And I know it's very common in homes, especially where there's polygamy or there are other people involved in their marriage.
Yeah.
But then lastly, the customary heir was one, and lastly one.
Yes. But also it can be, a dependent relative could be your mother, could be your senga, could be your uncle, who was wholly depending on you at the time of your death.
Okay. My next question was, how do you tell that they were depending on me?
No, because when someone is alive, they are sure that they keep sending school fees, someone that they keep sending feeding, my mother has pressure, I have to keep taking her medical expenses.
So you have to go into my record probably and...
Let me tell you, these cases can take long. It's easy to find out.
It's easy to find out.
You've seen homes where every month the mukade is around.
Yes.
So you know that this Fukali has come for treatment. Then they think, there is this habit you men have started, let me even use this platform to complain. A lot of times, the women take up the role of taking care of all your relatives that are unwell. But you don't do the same. You know.
For us, we take on, of course, the financial.
The financial.
But,
I know, it's very common.
Should we put it to the pastor, they take on the financial?
And it's extremely important, you asked earlier, so what happens if it's not tested? That's where Susan comes in with her letters of administration. A lot of Ghanaians, you're there sleeping with your letters down there in your pillow. You don't know it has expired. But those things Susan has been working on them, she could perhaps...
So Susan, how long do these letters take then?
So before, before the amendment, these letters, people used to have them for as long as they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So when the amendment comes into play, it says that all these letters that you have will expire after 3 years after coming to court. Now this act came into force in 2022. That was May. That means by 2025 May they had all expired.
Yes.
All the old letters. So then it also gave provision that now for everyone who gets new letters, it should be for 2 years, because people were always using the estate as they wish. You get someone gets the letters and they become a goddess of a sort. They are there with their letters.
3 years is quite some time. Someone can choose to do any man younger they want to do.
Yeah.
Yes, but before, they could sit there and not distribute the estate. By the time that beneficiaries are coming to complain, the estate is depleted. There's nothing. They have told...
So who has... He who had the letters had the power.
Had the power. And that's a misconception for her, that if I have the letters, then I should know what I should get. And that's why Elizabeth was trying to... explain to you now the breakdown of the percentages, because before you could just give out, you get so I let you know, take this. But now the letters are saying no, if there's a widow, there are children, there's a dependent relative, there are percentages. The customary heir before was also a god in a way, but now the law comes to streamline, take one, not everything. So those letters now are given a particular period of time within which to expire. They expire.
If I may ask, on the broader perspective of CEDA, is there what you are doing to educate communities about this information? Because I can tell you the greatest... You see, as much as we're having these conversations, these issues will not stop coming up. And the problem is, when you sit down to have conversations with these people, you actually will realize they are so green about this information. So what is the team doing to make sure we reach out to so many communities?
We actually try to, in all platforms that we get, we try to educate people about their rights, especially in taxation. Even from the cases we are handling, someone will bring you a matter and they don't know that they are no longer administrators.
Mama.
And for them, they come thinking that
Zendiko.
Then you break it down to them that actually there's no administrator in this. And when the letters expire, that automatically has to go back to the Attorney General.
Yes.
And many people don't know that they always ask, that is, you get it, who's the Attorney General? That's the government. So we try to sensitize people, because before, actually, what I like about this amendment, it brings about a gender lens within the succession angle, whereby someone wouldn't imagine a woman being an heiress,
if I should say.
And even up to today, you find someone thinking that the only person who can be an heir is the man. And the law is saying, how about the heiress? Omusika omukazi.
I think I remember, traditionally it used to be omusika omukazi. Even when a child was born, and the boy child was born, they would say, amzali omusika. When Professor Apollon Slambi passed on, we discovered that in his will, the daughter was the meant to be heir. And people started raising concerns, and they said, no, you must honor this man. He said, it is this
daughter
girl who will be my heir.
It's really absurd that we're still in that place. But also, while Susan was speaking, I remember that a lot of people usually confuse customary heir with
the administrators.
Banange heirs mukakane mtsusa. An heir is appointed according to the customs and traditions of the deceased tribe. So you are the Muska, they'll make you wear that rubugo, do what? You're recognized by your family and the clan. The administrator is that person that has that letter that Susan is talking about, the letters of administration, and is appointed by court. and has full legal authority. So the muskaka cannot wake up and say, I'm going to sell this TV.
Because also imagine if the man passes on and the muskaka is still 3 years old.
Yeah. So it's basically you're just recognized, you're the customary heir, but the person that has the power to sell, to negotiate, to pay your debts, to make sure your wife or your husband, whoever is the, you know, the surviving spouse, gets whatever it is that they need to get. It is the person that has the letters of administration, or the executor, or the administrator.
But also the other thing, Elizabeth, many times when someone dies with a will, immediately the people that they have named as the executors start administering. They start distributing. But also that is wrong legally. Because if you are appointed as the executor in a will, you also have to apply to court for what we call a grant of probate. So that you're given full authority by the court.
So a will does not give me full power to say I'm selling off the
land. No, you can't. Court gives you full power. Because now that the challenge that we had before, because sometimes the will, and what is very good about this amendment, the will sometimes could leave out key things that are very important, like maintenance for children or spouses. And if our will leaves out maintenance, we can easily go to court and seek for an order. That court makes an order to make provision for maintenance out of that. And
we'll take a break right now, but of course, when we thank you very much for choosing to always wake up with us on the morning switch 106.1 Next Radio. Enter a conversation with Elizabeth Kemijisa, who's the advocacy and communications manager at FIDA Uganda, as well as Susan Nabate, the legal aid clinic manager at FIDA Uganda. Sue and Liz, who needs these services? How can they reach FIDA?
First of all, it's not only people who have the powers of administration, but also there are people who are out there. Let me say it's a widow, children, someone has died, they've been kicked out of the house.
That one today caught me.
Yes, because now the amendment says you should deserve this home as a residential place. And anyone who does that actually commits an offense and is liable. So anyone who needs administration services, they are really free of charge. They've been evicted, a child is not being taken care of out of the estate of their parents. We have people who have mental disabilities, physical disabilities, but they're not necessarily under the age of 18 for children, but they're below 25. They're also really catered for under the amendment, so it also helps such categories of people. But also the other service that we do, you have letters, they are expired. We help with the renewal process, but also we help with the process of actually getting letters of administration, even for new administrators. And all those services are actually for
free of charge.
Yeah, they are free of charge. So whatever you come with, we also do the legal advice. Sometimes you might not need the actual court representation, but to advise you, how is the estate moving? How should the distribution be done? Where should you start from? Some people think that when someone dies and they have that meeting at the, you know, that choto, when someone is, when they're about to bury, then they appoint the heir. They also think that is the administrator. Yet the process of appointment of an administrator is different. So also help you with that advice. Where should you go? Should it be to the cow? Should you go to the administrator general to have that meeting? It's a legal meeting. So we take you through all those processes. But also, we have some people who are not married and are not catered for by the law many times. Since the law recognizes spouses as well.
That's where they get married.
No, sometimes we have more than one wife, and yet those wives have children. And then the law is maybe fronting the legally married wife. So those who have children but are not legally married, they're usually left out. We just encourage them to come. Some of them are cohabiting partners. When someone dies, they say, where do we start from? We're not married. Those also are advised to come and seek help. Let your child not suffer simply because their father did not marry you.
Wow. Liz, where do we find FIDA? How do we get to FIDA?
So we do have a toll-free number at FIDA.
Nice.
That I'd like to advise anyone to call in, because any legal advice, don't come when things have already, the milk has become bongo already.
If you've been bitten, press 1.
No, there's a human being,
yes,
on the other end.
Press 2.
You know, 0800-111-511. I'll just repeat it.
800-111-511.
And would like to advise, please come before the things get spoiled. Sometimes legal remedy, you know, when you come to the law for protection, come to equity in a more timely manner, come, you know, so that you can get more assistance since it's free. We also do have a WhatsApp number that you can reach us on.
That's
0776-987-044. Let me just repeat it. 0776-987-044. So you send us those documents that you have. We look through them. We advise you on what to do and what to carry when you're coming to FIDA to get this assistance.
Thank you very much. We are in the age and era of social media. Do we also go through social media?
Yes, please go to Instagram, to X, which is formerly Twitter, to TikTok, to engage with our socials. There is a campaign we are currently running that is being supported by the Royal Danish Embassy, to the work that we are doing in about 17 districts right now, including Padema, Diokolo, Zombo, Pakwach, Kampala, etc., where we are doing a lot of awareness on succession, on inheritance, on understanding why you must make a will. And for me, I want to just close off by encouraging you, wherever you are with your boda, with your little house, make a will. Call us, let's advise you, make a will.
Please do remember, it's actually free of charge, guys. So that and you help us clear out all the commotion after.
So the wills can be updated, right?
Yes, they can. And the latest one, the one right before you die, is one that's considered. Mm. So I might put you in my first will today when I'm happy with you, Mark.
Yeah.
Then after 3 years, I've seen you become nonchalant and I remove you.
Anytime now.
Anytime now, and if I'm willed. Anyway, much appreciated. Thank you very much for your insights, Elizabeth and Susan.
Yeah.
I want to believe there's so much that we have learned out there, but we can keep the conversations going. You've had the numbers. You also know the WhatsApp number. I know it gives you the very best of ease. Right where you are, you could just get your WhatsApp, put the number, text, and you will be...
This conversation is still going on our Afro Mobile app. In case you missed any, please, you can just dive back on the app and rewind, reverse from where the conversation started from and follow up. FIDA has served us enough, but they're still giving us more.
In the meantime, Aptech Uganda is back at the Aero Center building. Please do remember, it's Fast Street, opposite New Vision, offering experts training in software engineering, multimedia, AI, and data analytics. Now, from soft Microsoft Essentials to advanced diplomas, the programs are designed to jumpstart your tech career. Apply today at aptech.ac.ug, or better still, call them on the number 0200946710 to unleash your potential. Aptech right there. As we step out shortly and steadily, Irunji Dora, that's basically Birunji without the what?
The bee.
It should be taking you through the brunch and keeping you the very best of company. But in case you are looking out for where you should go, I